Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. TD Teron Davenport will join us in 1 hour. He broke the news of Jeffrey Simmons' contract extension with the Tennessee Titans, so we'll get his thoughts and all of the inside information about the Jeffrey Simmons contract. But there is a very popular name this time of year that is in town. Will Levis is in Nashville.
Will Levis.
Visiting the Titans.
Now, is Michelle showing him around?
She might be. I did hear her defense of Will Levis over Hendon Hooker
today. Exactly. I heard it today, too.
So I'm sure she is happy. Go Cats!
Yes.
Go Big Blue!
Derek, I really just want to hear you say, this is SEC country in your little fake accent.
Hey, man, I bought into the whole, you know, it just means more. I bought into it.
It really does just mean more. It's one of those things that, like, if you're on the outside looking in, I just can't explain it to you.
Yeah.
Just can't. It's just.
I still can't explain. I can't explain it to you. And I was on the outside looking in. Now I'm on the inside looking out. And I can't tell you why it means more.
It is very confusing.
Yeah,
it's
very confusing.
It's a confusing little fan base of, you know, this is our biggest rival. Let's say, you know, Alabama, for example. I would say that's LSU's biggest rival. But if Alabama's playing Ohio State, I will root for Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But it's, well, I digress. It just means more. So kind of two elements to this here of Will Levis coming to visit the Titans. One, the Will Levis side of things. Your initial reaction to the Titans hosting Will Levis and just Will Levis himself as being a potential Titans quarterback. I think we can call him that at this point. You know, anything's on the board at this point. Anything is on the table. The Titans could still trade up to number three. Mm-hmm. Will Levis could fall to number 11. The possibility of Will Levis being the Tennessee Titans quarterback of the future.
I mean, I'm not surprised because the Titans are – They're halfway in, halfway out on whether they want to. It's not like the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers know they are all in on trying to get their quarterback. Hell, they've traded away the city. They traded away the city and the state to try to. To move up to number one to hopefully get their quarterback of the future.
Everybody got traded.
Everybody
Everyone's
got traded.
Everybody
went to Chicago. There's nobody else in Carolina right now, North Carolina, that is. So we know that they're all in. The Titans are sort of in this space of we know we need a eventual franchise quarterback, but we're not there quite yet because if everything falls apart, we still have Ryan Tannehill and we can extend his contract for another year or two and he can be our quarterback for the next year or two. So are they all the way in on trying to get their franchise quarterback? No, not all the way in, but they are, you know, putting out fillers, you know. What would it take to move up to that three spot? Or as we're now starting to see all these quarterbacks, with the exception of the only quarterback that hasn't had anything like bad said about them is CJ Stroud. That's the only guy.
Yeah.
With Bryce Young, it's
his size.
And Rex brought up something. I think he was either Rex or Robbie this morning. But it's like, okay, he's 5'11", 6 foot, 180, 90 pounds. So all of a sudden now he's just supposed to get hurt. Hasn't he been playing in the best conference, so we say, in all of college football with first-rounders lined up everywhere, and he's been getting hit? It's not like he's had on this, you know, he's been wrapped up in bubble wrap. And nobody can't touch him.
Not even in the slightest.
Exactly. It's like now all of a sudden this has become a big deal. So everybody has their question marks except CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. That's the only guy that doesn't. Well, I think in a Titans situation, if they can If they can find a way to get their guy without giving up the farm, then yes, I think they move up. But if they don't, if he falls to them, whether it be, and I'm only going to say three guys, if it's whether it's Richardson, Levis, or Hendon Hooker, I think they're going to think long about it. And if they got an opportunity to get that particular quarterback, I think they're going to get them. But if they don't, they're not going to give up potentially what it needs, what it's going to take to move them to that three spot. Now, if those quarterbacks fall to them, they can either draft them at the 11th spot or move down in the draft, accumulate maybe a fourth-round pick, which they don't have, or another fifth-round pick, and still be in a position to get a Will Levis or a Hendon Hooker or possibly Anthony Richardson. Because I think the other two guys will be gone. I really do believe Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud will be gone. But it's those other three guys. So I'm not surprised that they're bringing them in here. I'm not surprised if one of them would be on a board at 11. I wouldn't be surprised if they draft him. If it's Will Levis and he's at 11, I think they draft him. I really do believe they draft him, unless they believe in Hendon Hooker as well and they can move down and still get a Hendon Hooker. Accumulate a pick, get the quarterback, the other quarterback they wanted that fits what they want to do too. But if Will Levis is there at 11, I wouldn't be surprised if they took him.
See, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Will Levis, but I think you hit on really the big thing here, at least what I view as being the big thing. And it's less about Will Levis and more about the position he plays. Because this isn't the first time that the Titans are going to meet with a quarterback in this offseason. They've met with Anthony Richardson. They're meeting with Hendon Hooker. Or they met with Hendon Hooker this past week, whenever it was. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different quarterbacks that are either on the list of players to meet or have already met with the as far as the Titans are concerned, at the quarterback position. So I think that's the biggest thing, is it's not just the Titans doing their due diligence on a player that might fall to 11. It's the Titans doing their due diligence on a very specific position, and that's the quarterback position. Because if they were just doing due diligence on players that they think might be available at 11, they probably wouldn't be meeting with Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. But I do think the fact that they are meeting with these quarterbacks and, you know, doing their due diligence, I hate to keep saying that word, that term, but doing their due diligence on all of them proves that they are absolutely completely open to drafting a quarterback at whatever position that might be.
Yeah. Yes. Do they, I'm almost like, man, do they really want to draft a quarterback? I think any team that's in that sort of position of need, like either we need them or we don't need them now, but we will eventually need them. And that's where the Titans are. So do they need to draft a quarterback moving forward? Probably. But if they can't get that quarterback in the first round, I don't think it's the end of the world. I think that they position themselves to potentially, because I think Hendon Hooker will be the wild card in all of this. If they have an opportunity to get him later in the first round or early in the second without giving up much, then I think they get him, because with him, at least no one will be, say if they drafted Will Levis and say if Ryan Tannehill is not doing as good, you know, he's just okay. Mm-hmm. If they draft Will Levis, then there's more noise to put him in the game. Why? Because he's healthy. He's ready to go. Yeah, we can live with
it. You want to see the young guy.
I want to see the guy now. He may have some faults or whatnot, but we want to see him now. With Hendon Hooker, it can't be that way. Why? Because he still will be recovering from a knee injury. So even if Ryan Tannehill comes in this season and he's not playing well, which if they draft a quarterback – I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If they draft a quarterback high, and Ryan Tannehill's the quarterback, take an injury aside, he will have the best season he's ever had as a quarterback, because he understands that there's a guy waiting behind me that eventually will be the starter. Regardless of what I do, he's going to be the starter. So let me set myself up to have more suitors during the offseason, because – whether I play great or not, this is the guy behind me. It's, right. That's just the way it is.
This is my replacement.
Yeah, this is my replacement, and I understand it. So I need to go in, and not to say that he's not focused, because I believe he has been, but he's going to make sure this year he does everything, and I mean everything, to make sure he has a good season. He's going to be more of a vocal leader in that aspect. Not, I don't know how vocal he has been this in prior years, but right. I think this year will end up being his most vocal year he's had thus far, because he understands that I got to play for essentially my job, not necessarily here, but somewhere else.
And I do totally agree with the sentiment of certain things that just unlock another level mm-hmm. for certain players, whether it's playing in a contract year, whether that's playing for your job, whether that's playing for whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. I do think there's an element to that of players playing better in a contract year, or of players playing better when they're in a quarterback competition. But I don't know if this team will be constructed in order for Ryan Tannehill to play at a higher level than he already has played with the mm-hmm. Titans. Better than 2021? You better hope so, that he's not turning the ball over at such a high rate. But are they going to have enough veteran pass catchers? Is the offensive line going to be able to protect Ryan Tannehill enough for him to be able to feel comfortable to step back and get the ball to his pass catchers? That's what I don't know. But I do think that there is absolutely an element of, this young guy's behind me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have a job next year, so I'm going to put on a show for every other general manager across the league that I can still play football at a very high level.
Yeah. So be expecting that if indeed they do draft a quarterback, which everything is telling me they will, but it's when. I think it's within the first two rounds. I think if it gets past the first, that if it gets past the second round and they don't have their quarterback, it's going to be hard for me to believe then they're going to go out and get their quarterback who they believe is the future. Mm-hmm. They can go out and draft a quarterback just to be drafting and hoping and praying that he amounts to something. Right. But I think if they get past that second round, I don't know if they're going to find their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, like Adrian Martinez in the fifth round is not your franchise quarterback of the future. But I think that's a very fair point of, it's not just about a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's about the mm-hmm. quarterback. The Titans are hosting Will Levis today. Is he the quarterback? Based off of what some of the national talking heads and some of the NFL draft evaluators have had to say about Will Levis, we'll break that down and give our thoughts coming up next. And your thoughts as well, 615-737-1025 is our phone number. It is Caroline Willie DeMace, TD. Teron Davenport will join us in 45 minutes. 1025-1063 the game.
What in particular do you think about Levis?
You know, I think the game performance is a little scary to me. You know, I go back to Zach Mettenberger. Look, Zach was big and tall and had a strong arm and could make the throws. And he had all those things. And there are a bunch of guys who do not make it. I'm not saying Will Levis is going to make it, but I don't know that I saw enough in his gameplay that told me, yeah, this guy's the goods. He's going to deliver when the moment is on. And I could be wrong. I mean, gosh, he could be the next Patrick Mahomes. But that's, you know, and I think if we had seen that, you know, we'd be talking about him a little bit higher. You know, C.J. Stroud, with some of those performances towards the end of the season, C.J. Stroud put up ridiculous numbers this whole time as quarterback at Ohio State. But he had the Michigan game, which wasn't great. But, you know, towards the end there, he had some games where he put up some numbers and played big down the stretch. And that made him a no-doubt 1-2 pick for most people. And, you know, I don't think Levis has that.
There you go. That was Corey Curtis on Robbie and Rex Road this morning. Will Levis will meet with the Titans tomorrow. And I think the big thing here is the Titans are spending a good bit of their 30 visits dedicated to quarterbacks. And I think that's important to look mm-hmm. at, that the Titans are completely open to potentially drafting a quarterback. Is that at 11? Is that at 3? Is that at 25? I don't know the answer to that question. But interviewing and visiting and meeting with quarterbacks nonetheless, Anthony Richardson and Hendon Hooker also on their list of meetings and visits as well. But as far as Will Levis is concerned, how would we feel about that? Because I saw so many Titans fans on Twitter. No, not Will Levis. Did not want Will Levis whatsoever. But Dane Brugler has his beast, his draft guide, and his ranking of every player in this year's draft, evaluations of some of the top players in this year's draft. And what he had to say about Will Levis kind of put up a little bit of a red flag to me. Because let's go back to when Mike Vrabel was at Ohio State's Pro Day. No, that's not correct. This was at the owners' meetings, and he was asked, what does he look at when evaluating quarterbacks? This was Mike Vrabel.
When you're looking at in the draft, Brett, in general, what are the qualities that you like to look at?
In who?
Quarterbacks.
In who?
I think leadership, you know, how these guys rally and what the players around them, you know, how they feed off of them, their toughness, you know, accuracy, you know, do they take care of the football? You know, there's the turnover margin and the rate of success in our league is, those are too telling of a stat to not look at the way that a player protects the football, whether that's in the pocket, whether that's scrambling, or that's when they throw it. You know, if they're putting it in harm's way, that's a tough way to win in this league. Is, you know, 75% of the teams that win a turnover margin win the game.
Okay, so basically the overall takeaway from what Mike Vrabel looks for in quarterbacks, leadership, toughness, accuracy, and taking care of the football. Toughness, I think Will Levis, you know, you can check that box easily. He's tough. He's been a leader for this Kentucky team. Even back when he was at Penn State, he was a leader and tough. I think that's, you can absolutely check those boxes for him. But as far as accuracy and taking care of the football is concerned, this is what Dane Brugler writes about Will Levis. Average passing instincts, decision-making, and accuracy. Doesn't consistently trust his vision, creates too many hitches and pullbacks with his arm or disruptions in his base, predetermines throws before reading, which is one thing that Ryan Tannehill really struggled with in 2021, which led to a lot of interceptions, especially against Cincinnati. Predetermined throws, looked right to his target, and that's when the Cincinnati defense, it was so easy for them to read what Ryan Tannehill was doing and to snag the football. It says, we'll lock onto receivers and trust the play design to a fault, needs to refine his lower body passing mechanics to keep all of his movements on the same page, inconsistent deep ball trajectory, often underthrows his targets. So when accuracy and taking care of the football are two of the four most important things that Mike Vrabel looks for in quarterbacks, and accuracy and taking care of the football are some of the biggest knocks on Will Levis, I don't know if Will Levis would be a good fit, honestly.
No, it's going to be tough because he's turned the ball over 23 times in the last 2 years. With, what, 43 touchdowns. 43 touchdowns, 23 interceptions. That's not good at all. Especially, it's not good in any league. But in college, man, that's really not good. You know, when you're turning the ball over that many times. Now, you know, and I'm only going to go back to, because I know we talked about this a little bit last week on Caroline. And some are comparing him to a Ben Roethlisberger or whatnot. And I went back this weekend and looked at Ben's stats. He was a turnover machine, too, in college. And he had to learn how not to turn the football over, especially his early years in the NFL. Now, Ben still turned the ball over at times, but I think he got better because he understood that if we're going to win, I got to protect the football. Now, he had hell of a weapons to throw it to his time with Pittsburgh, you know, all the way up until his retirement. But he was a high-volume turnover guy in college. I think he averaged over 10 turnovers in his last two or three years of his college career, if I'm not mistaken.
Lord.
But he had all of the other – you know, tangible things in those traits that you want from a quarterback: big, strong, physical, tough, you know, can throw the ball through a wall. And this is what Will Levis possessed as well, because some of these same things that we're talking about Will Levis, they were talking about Roethlisberger as well. So I am not going to necessarily hold him completely to what he did in college, because guys can get better. And I'm just thinking, if people are projecting you as a top 10, top 15 pick, then I got to believe that in the right position, in the right organization, with the right offensive coordinator, you are going to do a good job at not turning the ball over. Arthur Smith. If Arthur Smith was the OC here now, I would say draft him in a heartbeat. Draft him right now. This is the guy you need to be eyeing. Why? Because Arthur Smith does a good job at minimizing quarterbacks' turnovers. Why? Because he uses the run game and the play action to his advantage. When you have a good running back with a good offensive line, you can play action. That's why you didn't see Ryan Tannehill with a bunch of interceptions under the last OC, under Arthur. Why? Because they worked that play action to a T, and they knew what routes to run off of that play action. So it minimized the ability to turn the ball over. If Will Levis goes to a team like that, and maybe he can come, not to say that, Tim Kelly can't do it, but I think it has to start off with a play action theme with Will Levis, because if those linebackers step up, those holes are going to be in it, in the defense. And he has a strong enough arm to get the ball where it needs to be gotten in those type of situations. But if you do want him to just drop back and throw the football, no.
He's not going to be able
Not now. Maybe a few years down the line, yes. But now that's why they're going to keep Derrick Henry, because they need him if you're drafting quarterbacks like Anthony Richardson or Will Levis.
And you mentioned the comp to Ben Roethlisberger. I've also heard a lot of people comparing Will Levis to Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's a fair comparison of size, because Will Levis is your perfect, pro-style size of a quarterback. And he's got a huge arm, a heck of an arm, to your point. But also, let's think about Josh Allen's first couple of years in the league. They weren't that pretty. But it took the development, mm-hmm. and it took time for Josh Allen to develop into what he is now. But what's your biggest knock on Josh Allen?
Sometimes turn the ball over.
The decision making mm-hmm. is
still
questionable
at times. Yeah.
Still, when Josh Allen is viewed as an elite quarterback in this league, still he's making questionable decisions. And that's what I would have to say is probably my biggest knock on Will Levis. The mm-hmm. size is there, the toughness is there, the leadership is there, but it's the decision making. And that goes beyond, he didn't have a good offensive line. He didn't have a good offense, or he had a new offensive coordinator. He had young receivers. All of those are factors as to why Will Levis's play took a step back from 2021 to 2022. But still, the decision making is questionable. But let's get your thoughts on this coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Again, the Titans are meeting with Will Levis tomorrow. Your thoughts on it coming up next. Caroline Valigi Mays, 1025-1063 The Game.
Will Levis from Kentucky. Here's the worrisome statistic. 46 TDs, 25 interceptions. You want that ratio to be 2-1, and he's not there. So that's the worrisome number. To his traits, arm strength, quickness of release, footwork, play strength, defensive recognition, physical and mental toughness, all are excellent. His accuracy on deep throws and his ball placement and accuracy on shorter routes such as swing passes and shallow crosses is worrisome. It's average at best. His touch is pretty good. He recognizes defenses well. He has some difficulty with blitz recognition from time to time, but that's understandable. Most quarterbacks do, particularly sophisticated blindside blitzes. He's big and strong, a good runner. His accuracy on RPOs and bootlegs and extended plays is above average, and he's a real threat to run. For a big guy in these circumstances, he reminds you some of Roethlisberger in that regard. In fact, he has a lot of Roethlisberger physical traits. The question is consistent accuracy and ball placement. I would give him a first-round grade.
There you go. That was former NFL general manager Bill Polian on Will Levis. The Titans are hosting Will Levis for a meeting tomorrow. Now, to compare that comparison, now Bill Polian gives him a first-round grade. Compare that to Rick Spielman's evaluation of Will Levis. And this was put out there by the 33rd team and by John Glennon. said his decision-making and his accuracy are concerns. Why does he make some of the throws that he did? His lack of touch is what bothers me the most. Everything is a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. During his pro day, when he tried to put touch on underneath routes or intermediate routes over the top of linebackers, the ball wobbled and his accuracy fell off. Unless he's throwing a fastball, his accuracy is questionable. Those factors are why, out of all the top quarterbacks in this draft, he may be the one with the most bust potential. So Bill Polian there saying he likes the touch of Will Levis. Rick Spielman saying, hey, that's what concerns me the most. So welcome to draft season, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I think Bill Polian was right. He does, when you start to look at him, he does remind you, he does have those physical traits of a Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
He has the accuracy. You want him to get better. You know, year in and year out. And if you look at his accuracy, in the 3 years that he played, now in 20, he didn't play much. But 21 and 22, his accuracy was, his completion rate was around the same. He threw the ball less last year than he did in the previous year. But his yards per attempt last year was higher than it was the previous year. And if you look at, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, it's the same. Ben is in college, he was a 65% completion guy in college. We know what he became in the NFL. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're looking at Will Levis. Will Levis is in the 2 years that he played, like really played, he's a 65% passer. So if you're comparing, I see why Bill Polian is comparing him more to Ben Roethlisberger than to Josh Allen or anybody else, because their college career, if you just look at a 2 year sample of their college careers, their last 2 years, they're basically the identical, the same player. Now, Roethlisberger threw the ball more than Will Levis. But if you look at some of the numbers and completion rates and touchdowns to interception, they're basically, they're almost identical in a sense. So when you're projecting what he can possibly be, then he needs to go to a place like Ben Roethlisberger did. A place that's going to protect him at least for a year or two, allow him to grow into who he is as a quarterback, get a really good quarterback's coach that is able to teach him and him learn from him, and a good run game. And then say in that second or third year, now you're able to allow him to go out and play football. That first year is learning. Whether you're playing or not, it's learning. Not putting that stress on you to be the leader and the winner of games. We got guys that can win the game. Turn around and hand the ball off there to Derrick Henry. He'll be fine. So I think when you look at it from that aspect, I can see why the Tennessee Titans would be looking at a guy like a Will Levis, because I can't teach arm strength. Can't teach that.
No, can't teach size.
Yeah, can't teach size. I can't teach that. Can't teach toughness. Mm-hmm. Can't teach that. These other things that are going on, the lack of touch, cutting down on interceptions, being, you know, not accurate enough, we can work with those. We can teach you to be a little bit more accurate. Again, you're not going to go from being a 50% to a 80% passer. No, but if you're a 65%, we can get you around – in the NFL, around that amount, if we can keep you in that high 60s, low 70s, then we can win games with you. So him coming to Nashville probably would be the best for his career, because everything is set up for you to succeed, because you don't have to be the guy, one, because they already got somebody in Ryan Tannehill. But even the next following year, this is a team that operates from the standpoint of, our defense is going to be really, really good. We're going to have a good running game. Our offensive line is going to be back to where it used to be. So we're not going to rely on you to win us games, at least from the start. Now, after year two or three, or there may be some games in there where you have to win for us. Yeah, but we're not going to put the whole season on you to win. We're going to allow you to ease your way into this thing. So by year two or three, you're our quarterback. You're off, and hopefully we can get the same success that Pittsburgh got from Ben Roethlisberger, because we're taking sort of the same approach.
And in year two or three, because I'm with you, that I think any quarterback, any young quarterback, rookie quarterback, that can step into a position of not needing to play right away and not needing to be the guy right away is the best possible scenario for both that quarterback's development and for the future of that franchise, because you're not going to ruin that quarterback in year one. But what does the Titans' run game look like in year two or three? I think that's another thing that I have to keep in mind as well, because they would agree that if you're asking a young Will Levis in year two to just defer to play action and you've got Derrick Henry in the backfield, then heck yeah, what quarterback wouldn't be successful? I mean, that's what Ryan Tannehill's bread and butter has been. But, you know, what does your run game look like in the future along with that quarterback? That's something they have to keep in mind.
Yeah, they're going to have to, but I do believe now nobody's going to be Derrick Henry. Well, I wish they could get somebody to be Derrick Henry after he eventually retires or leaves, which they could. But, you know, there's going to be a difference of styles in a sense. I think Hassan Haskins, taking away the whole Michigan thing, y'all know how I feel about that. But no, but I think Hassan Haskins is going to be he has the ability to be their every down back, their three down back. I really do believe, because he's shown that he has the power. He's shown that he has the vision. Mm-hmm. You know, he can run. He's a good runner. He matches what Tennessee wants to do and how they want to play. He's physical. Get between the tackles. He has speed to get outside, and he has speed to hit it and go. So I think once they do decide to move on from Derrick Henry, and I expect Hassan Haskins, if he does what he needs to do in the offseason, his carries will go up this year. I think he will have many more opportunities to carry the ball this year than he did last year, even with Derrick Henry as being a guy, because they got it. They know it's not going to last forever with Derrick Henry, and they got to find his replacement, and they believe they have him in Hassan Haskins. So he's going to get more carries, but I do believe that transition, even though he won't be Derrick Henry, because not many people are Derrick Henry, but he's still going to give them the ability to run the football the way they want to. And they, even if it's not him, I believe they're going to find a running back that gives them that ability to play the brand of football that they're used to playing.
They're not going
to
abandon that identity.
No, they're not.
I think that's something that Rand Carthon made very clear when he was introduced, was we're not going to play quote-unquote Golden State Warriors football. Mm-hmm. Whether you agree with that philosophy or not, because you could look at it and say, well, the Golden State Warriors win a whole heck of a lot.
Of
but that they're not going to abandon the run the football and play good defense kind of identity in the Rand Carthon era. They're going to establish a run game, whether it's with Derrick Henry or not. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about in the future, not in 2023. Derrick Henry's going to be on this team in 2023.
Exactly.
We promised phones this past segment. We will get into those coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you have a thought on that. Caroline Willie D. Mason, hey, join 1025 The Game for the second annual Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Souls for Souls on June 7th at Hermitage Golf Course. Put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities to support a great cause and have a ton of fun doing it. Plus, you'll have the chance to win awesome prizes, so sign up to play, sponsor, or donate at thegamenashville.com/golf. Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. The Titans are set to meet with Will Levis tomorrow. You all have thoughts on it. So, D-Maze, unless you have a thought,
let's go to the phones.
To the phones. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you have a thought, Ron texts into the text line and says, hypothetical question, if the Titans somehow don't get a quarterback in the draft this year, and the Titans do pretty well this season, they go 11-6, but don't make it to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, doesn't that put the Titans at least two more years behind getting a quarterback, because they won't be close enough to move up cheaper than they can this year? I don't know how it'd set them back 2 years. Maybe if you were under the impression of you're not going to get a quarterback this year, and then you would want that quarterback to sit for a year. So I guess that's where the 2 years comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
That would be correct. If the Titans go 11-6 this year, one, since when has that been a bad thing? I think if the Titans go 11-6 this year, that would be a vastly over-exceeding expectations, at least where a lot of people expect, at least a lot of people outside of Nashville expect the Titans to be at the end of the next season. But being bad is not your only path to a quarterback. The Titans have so many options at their disposal. Mm-hmm. The Titans could trade back this year. Let's say snag a wide receiver in the mid to late 20s of this year's draft. They probably pick up a first-round pick or two. Well, then they can package those first-round picks or that first-round pick next year mm-hmm. into trading up to the first or second or third overall pick in next year's draft. And then they pick a Drake May or a whoever it might be in next
Caleb
year's
Williams.
Draft, a Caleb Williams. Maybe that's the path to your next quarterback. Or, I mean, who on God's green earth thought Lamar Jackson would be available this offseason? Who would have thought that anything that has happened in the NFL this past year would have happened? I mean, there's a lot of weird and crazy things that happen in the NFL week over week, month over month, and especially year over year. So you never know what quarterbacks could be out there, who could be available, or what moves the Titans could make in next year's draft in order to trade up to get their quarterback of the future.
Yeah, the texture is right in a sense, you know, because where they're at now, sitting at 11, and there's potentially, you know, four quarterbacks that people are predicting going at, let's just say the top 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they fall, one of them falls to the Tennessee Titans, great. But more than likely, we're thinking those four guys, from what we've been hearing, and the draft could change. We know that. We've seen it where they hype up a guy and all of a sudden this guy ends up falling in the draft or a guy ends up rising in the draft and it throws a monkey wrench into what everybody's doing. So, you know, those four quarterbacks may go in the top 10. Richardson, Bryce Young, Shroud, and Will Levis, mm-hmm. those guys may go in the top 10, which would put the Titans right outside of trying to get one of those guys. But this year, I do believe they are the closest they will be. If I'm looking at – if I'm predicting where this team could potentially be in the next two or three years, because I think they're sort of retooling the team,
mm-hmm.
And they're doing it in such a way where they're getting guys – on 1 or 2 year deals that are good players but hadn't had an opportunity to start. So they're banking, okay, this guy is a starter and we're going to get the most out of them for the next year or two. So this team is headed in the right direction as far as what they're doing from a personnel standpoint. So the Texans, right, they may not be this close next year. But that doesn't mean they still can't do the things necessary to move up, because there's always going to be two to three quarterbacks or one or two quarterbacks that shows up on the screen that many didn't predict will. It's going to happen next year. Everybody's just paying attention to Drake May mm-hmm. and Caleb Williams. It's probably another quarterback out there.
Quinn Ewers is in that group as well.
Exactly. So you're paying attention really to three, maybe four quarterbacks. There could be another quarterback or two that wows you this season. And now we're looking at them and we're looking at the four and we're saying now this is a good group of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the year to be drafting a quarterback, because you don't have to draft your franchise guy in the top 10. You can draft your franchise guy in the top 25. You're still able to get your guy. So I do agree that this may be the closest the Titans get in the next couple of years. But it doesn't – it wouldn't scare me – it wouldn't scare me away from not getting a quarterback this year, because I think next year we won't have an opportunity to get one. I think you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, what are you willing to give up to get that quarterback?
And I think there's a lot of – a bit of truth to just because this is the closest that you have been in quite some time – to getting a higher draft pick that you've had in quite some time to go up and get that quarterback mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you have to if there's
exactly.
not a guy that you love. If there is a guy you love, go out and get him. Do whatever mm-hmm. it takes. But just because you can get a quarterback or a quarterback feels like it's in closer reach for the first time in a long time doesn't mean you have to. Don't leverage your future for a quarterback that you're not obsessed with.
Exactly. So, I mean, the Texans right, but I wouldn't let that scare me from not getting a quarterback this year.
And I'll reiterate a point that I've made before, is just because there may not be the clearest path to the next quarterback
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that that path does not exist.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that the Titans can't create a path next draft season. Mm-hmm. Randy Texan says, do you believe that they've talked to Tannehill about their plans so he doesn't find out on draft night or keep hearing about it from reporters and such?
I think Ryan knows.
He's got to know.
Yeah, he has to know. I mean, this is not – if he doesn't know, then it's been a – it's been the world's best-kept secret from him. Not everybody else, but from him. But, no, I think he understands that. Listen, I am closer to being done than not. Mm-hmm. And this organization gave me an opportunity – 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and I've done a good job. But I know eventually they're going to replace me, too. His contract is only set for this upcoming season, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He has, like, dummy years attached to the end of 2023.
So he understands that, you know, this is his. This can be his last year. He's not naive to it. He's not, you know, putting his head in the sand and not paying attention. He understands. Because these are the same things we heard last year. So he understands that his days of being a Titans quarterback are closer to being over with than further from being not. He understands that. Mm-hmm. And regardless of how he plays, unless he, you know, takes him to a Super Bowl, I guess you can re-up and try to do it again. But he knows eventually they got to find their quarterback of the future. And it's going to be, you know, unfortunately, this is how this game is. It's at your expense as a starting quarterback now.
And I think he understands it also mm-hmm. because of what Vrabel and Rand Carthon have said. Mm-hmm. A very soft commitment to Ryan Tannehill in the near future. And I think while he sees the writing on the wall, especially mm-hmm. as a quarterback that's going to be 35 years old at the beginning of this upcoming season, how he responds to it is a totally different mm-hmm. story, as he may just, you know, face it head on and say, look, I'm going to prove everything that I have, that I still belong in this league, that I can still be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Or he may look at it like, you don't want me, fine. And then he may respond in a totally negative way. And I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. know how Ryan Tannehill would take it. I tend to believe it's probably the former. It's probably, look, it's a business. You got to mm-hmm. do what you got to do. I'll prove what I'm going to prove, that I still belong in this league.
Exactly.
Colin from Franklin, Texas, says there's holes everywhere in the offense. It does kind of make me mad that we've spent the least amount of money for this roster and still have so many positions to address. And we only have 6 picks in the draft. It makes me think that they plan on trading back to gain more picks for more players in this draft. And it feels like that is the only way that they're going to be able to address these positions in need. There are a lot of holes. There are, absolutely. But there's also a whole lot of time.
Yeah, and that's what people got to understand. It's like, it's not the end. They can still make moves. Just because, you know, the free agent sort of frenzy mm-hmm. is done doesn't mean that free agency is over. You know, they have the draft. I do agree with the texter in the Titans may be trying to accumulate more picks so they can possibly move further down in the first round if they see the guy that they want is not there. So they may move back and potentially get someone later in the first round that they really love and then pick up picks. So they can do that. I am with that. But listen, it's what, March now? Is it March? April.
It's April. Yeah.
Gosh, woo. It's April. It's April now. So you got all of April, all of May, all of June, and July. No, matter of fact, when the guys get cut, when they're narrowing down the roster, you can also pick up free agents from that, too.
Bring those guys
so
as well.
You have at least 3 months to continue to build your team. Rand Carthon, Mike Vrabel, they've already said it. We're going to look to continue to make this team better, whether it's in the offseason or during the season.
And are those free agents or potential pieces that they'll pick up, are they going to be sexy? Probably not.
Probably not. But there may be one or two in there, but I don't know.
But they're bodies. And the last thing I think this team can afford to do is continue to overpay for players that are either old or injured or just frankly not very good anymore. He had the scoop on Friday. TD Teron Davenport will join us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts and all of his inside info on the Jeffrey Simmons deal. Again, Jeffrey Simmons inking a 4-year extension with the Tennessee Titans worth $94 million total with $66 million in guarantees. TD will join us coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.